Once upon a time, long ago, when animals could talk and people could not, there lived a sheep by the name of Mouton, and she was married to a cat named Garlic.
A sheep? A cat named Garlic? Who knows the ways of love?
Mouton loved to clean and sweep as Garlic went into the forest to hunt food for the table. Not for Mouton, of course. She was strictly a vegetarian, nothing but alfalfa and bean sprouts for her. Every day she would pick up her broom and sing her happy cleaning sweeping song, which sounded something like this. Ba, 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 ba. Her lovely voice would float up into the air. The leaves on the trees would take the melody, and the wind, the chorus.
Unfortunately, deep in the forest, somebody heard who was not supposed to hear. It was none other than Monsieur Leloup, the wolf. He growled, "Such beautiful music. It sounds like..." He crept closer. "It smells like..." He peeked in the window and he saw Madame Mouton madly sweeping with her little broom. "It looks like lamb chops."
He crept slowly up to the door and sang out in his most charming voice.
"A little Mouton."
"Who is there?"
"C'est moi, your destiny."
"Garlic?"
"Oh yes, little lambikins. Garlic and rosemary and a pinch of basil." "Oh, Mouton, you funny little good-for-nothing Mouton. Am I the guy?"
"You are not my Garlic," she shrieked. "You filthy, smelly wolf. Help! Help! Garlic, save me!"
Garlic heard the cries deep in the forest and he came running. But by the time he came, the wolf was far away.
"Where is the wolf, ma petite?"
"He said he was you."
"But there is only one me."
"Well, he was here, and he sang."
"Well, your singing wolf, he is gone. You must really curb your overactive imagination."
"But Garlic, I saw him."
"Of course, my poor little lamb." And off he went to catch mice.
Mouton picked up her broom with a heavy heart, and her song went something like this. Ba, 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 ba.
Well, before long, who should return but Monsieur Leloup, the wolf? This time he was smartly dressed in a white lamb's wool sweater.
"Mouton," he called out in his highest voice.
"Oui? Who is there?"
"It's your mama."
"Well, you don't sound like my mama."
"Well, I have a little froggy in my throat. First, let me swallow him."
"Oh, you are not my mama. My mama does not eat frogs. She is vegetarian like me."
"Don't be fresh to your mama."
"You are a wolf in lamb's wool sweater. Help, help, Garlic, save me."
Garlic heard the cries deep in the forest, and he came running. But once again, when he arrived, the wolf was gone.
"Where is this wolf, ma petite?"
"He was here, Garlic. He was wearing a lamb's wool sweater, and he said he was my mama."
Garlic smiled a superior smile.
"My dear, you really must stop reading these cheap romance novels."
And again, he went back to the forest to hunt for mice.
Mouton picked up her broom, and this time she was very angry, and her song sounded something like this.
Ba, 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 ba.
It wasn't long before you know who returned, and this time wearing a polka-dotted bow tie and an evil smile. He knocked on the door.
"Good morning, madame. May I speak to the lady of the house?"
"Well, I am here." "And who are you?"
"Well, I am the Amway salesman. We have cleaning chemicals and cleaning brushes and cleaning bleaches to make your house sparkly clean. May I come in?
Ooh, chemicals?
Oh, yes, madame.
Of course, she sang out as she started to open the door. Monsieur Wolf began to drool.
The door swung open, and Monsieur Wolf found himself wrapped in a cloud of dust being swept out of the door. A dust broom flew like the wind. Dirt flew right into Wolf's face. He began to choke. He began to wheeze. He began to gasp. Stop, I have the allergies.
Then you should not sell chemicals, Monsieur Wolf. Everyone knows I keep an organic household.
And with that, she jammed the broom right into Wolf's face and pushed with all her might. Gasping and sneezing, Wolf rolled down the hill, never to be seen again.
Later that evening, Monsieur Garlic and Madame Mouton sat down to a delicious dinner of alfalfa sprouts and tofu mice.
Well, ma petite, anything happen after I left?
Not a thing I could not handle myself, mon cher. Not a thing.
And after that day, Mouton and Garlic lived together reasonably happily ever after.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba
ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba.